Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Have you ever felt a deep longing for something more? A sense of divine help? An unexplainable strength in the face of difficulty? Or a peace that surpasses understanding? What you might be seeking is grace, God's unmerited favor, His loving kindness poured out upon us. But is grace simply a passive gift? Or is there a way we can open ourselves to receive it in greater abundance? Today, we embark on a journey to understand just that. Join us as we explore the powerful principles that unlock the flow of God's grace into our lives, guiding us towards a deeper connection and a richer experience of His boundless love. In today's message titled, How to Receive More Grace, Evangelist Paul Acqua shares on how to actively position yourself to receive this precious gift in greater measure. Let's join in.
The Bible says in James chapter 4 verse 6 that, but He gives more grace. Therefore, He says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. The NIV says it this way, but He gives us more grace. That is why scripture says God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble. So we notice in this text of scripture, James chapter 4 verse 6, it says He gives more grace. If God can give more grace, then that means you can have less grace. I hope you agree with me. If God is giving more grace, then it means there will be people who will have less grace. He gives more grace and shows favor to the humble. That means for some people, they have less grace. But what is grace and how do you receive more grace? That's the question. That's what I want to talk about in this message. The word grace is used to describe a number of things in the Bible. It's not only talking about God's ability and His favor to us on an undeserved, unheard basis. That's the one we know of by heart. It's God's ability to enable you to do what you cannot do for yourself. And that's basically what grace is about. But if you go to the book of Romans chapter 12, it talks about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Whether you prophesy or whether you have a gift of administration, do it according to the proportion of faith that is given to you. And those gifts that are recorded in Romans chapter 12, they are gifts which are called grace gifts. You know, by grace that God has given us gifts. So if I read Romans chapter 12 from verse 6, it says, we have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. You see, if your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. And all these are according to the grace given to us. He says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 that everyone is given the manifestation of the Spirit and you do it according to the grace that is given to you. So you see, grace is a broad spectrum of things. So the word grace is not only describing God's favor towards us. It's not only about the ability, but it's also describing these spiritual gifts. James chapter 4 verse 6 is saying that you can get more grace. You can get more grace. You can get abundance of grace. So there are different types of grace. A grace to save you, or a grace to be saved. A grace to manifest spiritual gifts. A grace to, for example, prophesy. A grace to heal, a grace to do miracles, a grace to give, to encourage, to serve. So grace is a very important thing in our Christian lives. It's the ability of God to enable you to do what you cannot do for yourself. a grace to have divine wisdom, divine protection, divine provision. Grace is so important. So, for example, there is saving grace. There is a grace that is coming to everyone. And that's the most important one. And if you are born again, you've already received that grace. But you don't stay in only that grace, because what we just read is saying that God gives more grace. Titus chapter 2 verse 11 says, "The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared unto all men." Also, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 and 9, which most of us know of by heart, it says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourself. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." So you see, my friend, every person on this planet has had saving grace come towards them that has provided a payment for their sins and is offering them salvation as a free gift. Every person on this earth has had that grace, but you can get more grace. And he goes on to say how you get more grace in James chapter 4, verse 6. He says in verse 6, "But he gives more grace." Friend, don't stay only in your salvation grace. You need more grace. You need the ability of God, the manifestation of God in your life. You need spiritual gifts. You need spiritual provision. You need spiritual wisdom. So how do you get more grace? He gives more grace, therefore he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. It's just stated there, you see? So did you know that the more you humble yourself, the more grace will be given to you? Hallelujah. But then humility is not popular. To be humble is not a popular thing in our society today. You look at people around, especially even those who are leading us. Humility is not popular in society. For example, people running for leadership, for president. I can assure you that many of them, humility is in short supply among them. People that are on our magazine covers, people that are on TV, majority of them, the sports people, I'm not saying everybody, the leaders in our society are the people that are boasters. They are the ones boasting and bragging. And I agree that, yes, you need to be confident. You need to have confidence and you need to have boldness. But humility is looked at as being something that is weak today and is out of the normal trend. But it's not like that. It's a different definition from the world. You see, it's not popular, but they have just defined it in the wrong way. As a matter of fact, you hear people all the time just promoting themselves, and it's all about them. And yet, this is contrary. It's completely contrary to what the Word of God says. I think it's very important that we recognize that God's kingdom operates on a different system from what this world system operates on. You see, as a Christian, a true Christian, we operate under different set of rules, my friend. It's our responsibility as people of the body of Christ to say these things and to counter this culture. Otherwise, people just growing up, our children growing up in this culture, they are bombarded day and night with the internet and television and movies and magazines and all sorts of things. If the body of Christ isn't standing up and speaking about these issues, then people just by default are going to be influenced by those things. This has happened because our society today operates in a lot of selfishness, a lot of pride, a lot of arrogance, promoting their own selves and doing things which are completely opposite to what the Word of God teaches. To humble yourself, let me define how the Bible defines humility. To humble yourselves means your dependence on God and a willingness to submit to God's will and serve others selflessly. Yes, your dependency on God actually shows your humility. Your willingness to submit to God actually shows your humility. And your willingness to obey the will of God and serve others selflessly, it shows your humility. So I want to encourage you, because I know that humility probably is not one of the things that most people are even praying for at all. Many Christians, I don't think we desire to be humble. And it's not even a goal with even most of us. But it should be. I'm going to show you what the Word of God has to say about humility, against pride and its overwhelming evidence. Humility is something that is really close to God's heart. As a matter of fact, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 11, verse 29, Jesus was speaking, and Jesus said this incredible thing. He was gentle and humble in heart. And Jesus was God manifest in the flesh. And yet Jesus was gentle and humble in heart. Can you believe that? God himself saying, I am humble. But religion has presented this weak or coward type of idea about what true humility is. And I assure you, God is humble. Jesus said he was gentle and humble in heart. And yet there is nothing weak in him. He was strong, he was bold, he did not fear the authorities, he was miraculous, he was powerful. You know, let me show you again what the Bible has to say against pride and how God resists the proud. In James chapter 4, verse 6, our main scripture, but he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. You see? So again, grace can be talking about a whole number of things. Grace is talking about favor. Grace is talking about anointing. Grace can be talking about anything good that comes from God. And every good and perfect gift comes from God. And grace is among them. Grace is the ability of God to enable you and me to do what we cannot do for ourselves. You can receive more of manifestation of God's power, his favor, and all these things operating in your life. You need to recognize that for the born-again believer, in our spirit, we have the fullness of Christ dwelling in us bodily. But as far as getting those powers and manifestations, as far as getting them out and working through our soul and manifesting itself in our body, we need to humble ourselves. As far as getting God's power in you, Bible says in 1 John 4, verse 4, that he who is in me is greater than the one out there. To be able to manifest this power, you got to humble yourself. Bible says God is spirit and he has given us a spirit. To be able to really demonstrate God's power in you, his spirit in you, you need to be humble. He says, as he is in heaven, so are we on this earth. To represent God properly on this earth, exhibiting his power, advertising him, and walking in victory, you need to humble yourself. You can have more of God manifestation. You can have more anointing operating in your life. You can have more wisdom, more favor with other people. You can have more provision. You can have more of many good things. But to have those more things, you need to humble yourself. That's what the Bible is saying. He gives grace to the humble. So if this be true, and it is true, then that means a lack of humility is limiting God's grace towards you. I pray that from today, you will humble yourself. Humility is knowing, recognizing that you need to depend on God. Humility is having that willingness to submit to God and his will. Humility is serving God wholeheartedly. Hallelujah. So if you have received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, you need to walk in humility to be able to receive all that God has for you. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and Savior, then indirectly you are actually operating in pride. You may not say that, but the fact that God has got good things for you, God wants to save you. He wants you to be with Him. He wants you to not live a separated life from Him. He wants you to live a victorious life. And if you reject that, then that's pride. If you will receive Him today, then be ready to pray this prayer with me. Pray it out of your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.